And over the last 12 months, we've been joined by our dear little friend, Matthew Davis. And he's here this morning, and it's not the final day, but he won't be around for a little bit. For the next couple of weeks at least, but so we're, you know, he's coming to the end of the it's not end of term, isn't it? So how are you? He's all right, and he wants to treat us to lunch. Is that what he said?
No, I don't think he said that.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you said you were going to take us out for lunch.
I died on the Wednesday.
Oh, do you know, have been fun. You brightened up our Tuesday mornings, and we are going to miss you. And it is just like end of school term.
It
and
is,
I don't
isn't
like,
it? Yeah.
You know, we don't like saying goodbye, so we're not. So you are coming back at some point, aren't you, to be a volunteer?
Yeah.
And take us out to lunch. Okay. So anyway, we've established that that's an angry elephant, that one. We've established that over the last couple of weeks that you think that Ali looks like an elephant because she's got big ears and a big old trunk as well. So we are now,
I've got my own music.
You've got your own little soundtrack now, you have. And what else did you... You said that she called... You called it something beginning with W. It was two things beginning with W. You found nicknames for Ali. Can you remember what they are?
No.
No, he's not as rude as you are. See, look, you're
no.
This is like, give me a clue in here.
And there was a very well-known television character... Who had a little beard and scruffy hair.
Oh, what's he laughing?
Yeah, where's all going? So, you've had a lot of insults in the last 12 months, haven't you?
But I'm still here.
Yeah.
I
still,
don't care.
You're still there,
I'm still
Wrinkles.
Here. Loving the insults. I like that noise, actually.
Do you? That's good, because you're going to hear it a lot more.
I'm sure I am.
So, what are you going to be doing on your Tuesdays now for the next couple of weeks?
I'm going to the team, in diving at Medina.
You're going to go diving at Medina? So you'll literally be about half a mile up the road.
In his Speedos.
In your Speedos. Look at his little face.
I wish they could see his face.
Here's another angry elephant. I didn't even know.
Stop looking at me, man.
I didn't even know elephants made noises. So
but you can't even see my ears because I've got my headphones on.
No, you can see them around the back.
No, you
they
can't.
Are, they're that big. You got huge ears. They are big, aren't they, Matt? They're
no,
huge.
They're not.
Are they small, medium, or very large?
Large.
Large.
He's talking about his chips now for lunch.
Yeah. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with James, current single from them, Nothing But Love, and we'll talk more to Matt in a wee while.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666 or add us on Skype. It's vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
It's 11:25. Matt's in, and Matt is. You've been with us for about a year, and I know that you've been here a little bit extra a long time. You know, because most poor peas they only last about 12 weeks or so. They come in, do. But we liked you so much, Matt. We gave you your own chair. We gave you your own PC. You got your own headphones. And don't go to sleep on me. Wake up. Have you had a good time?
Yeah, I have.
We've enjoyed your stories, you know, going diving and so on, and your days out to Portsmouth, doing a bit of shopping. So what have you done this week? I know you've gone to Portsmouth this week with your dad, haven't you?
No, that's next week.
Oh, right, you're going with next week. But you went this week with, is it Jan and Steve? You went there?
I will have to spell and all that to offer email later.
All right, explain it off air and an email a little bit later. All right. It just is because you went diving. You went diving on Saturday, didn't you? Or are you going diving this Saturday?
This Saturday.
How often, how many times a week do you go diving?
Once.
Only once. But you enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's what's the one thing that you enjoy doing most during the course of a normal week?
And diving.
Diving. Not coming at the Vectis Radio, but diving. Fair enough. Fair enough.
We're number two.
Yeah, we're number two then. We're second best then.
Aww.
I don't mind being second best. That's all right. Now, you're a big fan of Philip Schofield as well?
Yes.
Do you remember when Philip Schofield... You probably don't because you're not old enough. Because you're only about... We keep forgetting you're only 23. But he used to... He did a show, a slot, in the broom cupboard. Do you remember? And he had a thing with him.
Gordon the Gopher.
Do you remember Gordon the Gopher?
Yeah.
So I used to have a Gordon the Gopher.
Yeah, I can see you probably did.
And it used to have a little squeaker in it as well.
I bet you broke the squeaker, didn't you? You squeaked him that much.
No. When I split up with an ex, she knew that that Gordon the Gopher meant so much to me. She stole it.
Everybody, this morning.
This morning? Well, I'm always here, aren't I? You watch it, don't you? Except on Tuesdays. Do you record it so you can go home and watch it?
I've done ITV Player.
Ah, you watch it on ITV Player. Good plug for ITV Player there. All right, so
you're already sad about Gordon, aren't you?
Gordon, I've never let it go.
You can see on your face.
And do you know what really annoys me is I was a big fan of Sooty and Sweep as well. Or not so much Sooty, but Sweep. Because Sweep is...
He was a naughty one.
Yeah, he was funny. And I had one of them as well.
Did you?
Yeah. Remember Fern Britton?
Fern Britton. Yeah, I remember Fern Britton.
You didn't have one of them as well.
Fern Britton. Didn't she have, she obviously had a weight problem, but then she got this gastric band, didn't she, fitted? And she lost loads of weight, and people had a go at her for it.
Yeah, because I think they were under the impression that it was natural weight loss.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would be.
Well, yeah, but even so.
La ain't Ali.
Do I like Ali? No.
La ain't.
Oh, what did he say? I thought he said, do you like
Lorraine
Ali?
Kelly.
Lorraine Kelly.
It's nothing like Ali, is it, Kelly?
No, I don't know. Ooh, everything's so great and super. Oh, Matt, you're looking great today. I love that jumper. It's the best jumper I've ever seen. And those trousers, they're lovely. You're lovely, Matt. She's just, everything is lovely, lovely, lovely. It really is. I saw an interview with her.
You sounded like Mrs. Brown's boys then.
I saw an interview with her, and she went up in my estimation because she ran everybody down on her show. She's lovely to everybody, and everybody's smashing. Everybody's super. But she had a go at... there was a lady that celebrates same day, birthday-wise, as me. She's very lovely. Used to be with... her name's Elizabeth Hurley. She used to be with Hugh Grant. And she ran her down to the ground. She never had a good word to say about it. So she went right up in my estimation. But on her show, everything's lovely. Everything's...
She's scripted, isn't she? That's why.
No, I just think she's just being nice to everybody. Whereas you and I, we'd say...
Needs to be on Daybreak.
On Daybreak. She's been on Daybreak.
Ali Jones.
See, I don't mind Alec Jones. I preferred him when he was doing I'm walking in the air.
See, I knew you were going to do that because that's all everyone associates Alec Jones with.
For Alec Jones, he was 18 hours.
She was. He was. Can you do a walking in the air for us?
No.
Go on, do a walking in the air.
Go on, do the snowman.
Go on.
No, I mean, for Alec Jones, that man from the football.
That's right. Adrian. The man from the football. Adrian Charles? Yeah. He was dreadful.
He's not going to sing, is he?
He was awful.
Can you do a walking in the air for us?
Sing the snowman.
I'm walking in the air.
Now, before we play this next song, you got a couple of happy birthdays to do.
I have. I'd like to say happy birthday to Fred, if you're listening.
Fred?
Yeah. And also to Mike, if you're listening. They both got a birthday today.
Okay, whereabouts is Fred?
Fred will be at the waste disposal plant at work.
Fred.
and Mike will be fixing garage doors somewhere across the island.
Is he island-wide garage door man?
He certainly is.
You ought to tap him up for a bit of advertising.
Well, I don't need a garage door.
Well, you never know when you might need a garage door.
I don't.
Anyway, this is a song especially for Mike and Fred.
I haven't got a garage.
Have you? Well, get a door first, eh? The rest will come. This is Alton Images. Alton Images, happy birthday, going back to 1981. Isn't it strange that that's probably the most sung song ever? And I'm not sure whether there's any PRS details to be played out when you sing happy birthday. Apparently the law was if you are singing... Yeah, no, that's true. If you're like singing a song, happy birthday, in a public place, apparently you should pay some PRS because somebody owns it. I'm pretty sure that's the story on it. But isn't it funny, all those years ago, back in 1981, when we would have left school... Did you leave school in 81 or did you stay on? Those two songs would have come out and at roughly the same time. They were in the charts, both summer 1981. Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday and Altered Images' Happy Birthday as well. Now, we've got to say goodbye to Matt as a 4P student. He is going to come back, hopefully, hang on a minute, Matt, I'm talking. And you are going to come back as a volunteer in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you want to say hello to before you go?
I want to say hello to my mum and dad.
What's your dad's name is Paul, but I keep forgetting what your mum's name. What's your mum's name?
Sylvie.
Yeah?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Oh, I thought she said she's 70. She's not 70, is she?
No, it's
Stephanie.
I think it's a morning with a wall in there.
Hey, look, Matt. Hey, look, Matt, we've got to go, and so have you, but you're going to go and do some work on a computer now. Thank you for being a great student. And really enjoyed your company, and hopefully you're going to come back as a volunteer soon.
Why do you let me to do as a volunteer?
Can you make tea? No. Can you sweep up? No, not like an issue.
He's not looking impressed, is he?
Clean studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, clean. Oh, no, you don't like that either,
do
you?
Just... Matt, I do my own ideas, so...
All right, okay.
He's got his own ideas.
So we've gone from cleaner, cup tea maker, to doing your own show. And what else do you want to do?
I'd be happy to do what on our windows.
What, John Owen? You want his job? You want John's job?
You could do that with your ankles tied together. You could. You really could. We're going to make that happen. We're going to make that happen, all right?
We're going to miss you, Matt.
So when you come back in a good few weeks' time, we are going to make that happen. You're going to do your own show. You're going to do a bit of John Owen's job as well. And perhaps we can get rid of him. Is he out there? Is he listening to this? He's not listening.
He's gone already.
Someone's nicked his batteries on his ear and aid anyway. So, yeah, okay.
Matt, I do my own idea also on a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night? Oh, you've got to pick in the time now as well. Look, one thing at a time. We'll make it happen. I don't know when, but we will make it happen soon, I promise you. All right. Thank you for being there. See you soon.
Bye-bye, Bob Pete.
Bye-bye.
Aw, bye, Matt.
Bless you, Matt. Gonna miss you.